Hello everyone, welcome back to Courtney's Thoughts. I am going to talk about my frustration when it comes to the job market here in the States. There's an issue that I have when it comes to like applying for jobs and the process to get it. Unfortunately, from my end, I'm going anecdotal, there's an issue where it comes to like trying to get a job, and then when I halfway through to get the job, I'm immediately rejected or no longer considered, and they are obligated to go to someone else. There are certain, in terms of skill sets, obviously, I don't have the amount of experience to do jobs that are considered office work, or anything in a similar sense of that. And I'm trying to get new skills. I want to be trainable, and I want to like try to get that so I can add to my resume. And every time I get a job, I apply for a job on that level, I don't get it because of the fact that I'm not proficient in their applications when it comes to working in on Microsoft Excel or Microsoft Outlook or anything in particular for that. I don't get the job. Cashier-wise now, for cashier, which is like basically the low tier, that as well as janitor, because people be like, I don't want to be a janitor. I don't want to be a cashier. You work at McDonald's, blah, blah, blah. Like, I am trying to get a job, period. It does not matter, right? Obviously, there's a pay thing that I do want to go for. Obviously, like 15 and up. But at the same time, me trying to get that job, even though that job do need bodies, once they see me, immediately they say, oh, we can't hire you, due to the fact that I have a walking cane. Now, it is obligated for every freaking franchisee, as well as any other type of store or any company, they have to have this liability act, they can't discriminate against people with disabilities, whether it's mental or physical, and anything else in that regard. They cannot discriminate based on race, based on how you look in general, all of that. But they do it every single time when it comes to trying to get a job as a cashier or anything that is like workable for you to move. There are people who are like, again, just like me, there are people who are willing to work, and these are the bodies that these people need. But yet, when you look at the walking cane, immediately you're thinking it's a liability. You don't want to deal. You don't want to have to like get sued just in case this person falls or slips or cause an accident. So immediately they'll be like, we can't hire you. Yet you don't give the person the opportunity to even try to work. You know what I mean? Like, come on. So it's hard to try to get a job when you're trying to get a job as like a cashier or, excuse me, something that will that is sanitary. They immediately will be like, try a desk job, and then when you try to get a desk job and you don't have the skills for you to have the desk job, all of a sudden you can't get a job on that area. So it's hard for me in particular. It's so hard to try to get a job, especially at the bottom where I'm trying to work my way up again. I can't be a massage therapist due to my lack of funds to like try to get certification from the state, as because of the shit is lapsed. But at the same time, I'm trying to work. People look at me and they be like, it seems like you don't want to work. I get discouraged when I don't get a job. I get discouraged when I don't get accepted. I get discouraged every time I hear the word no, or sorry, we're seeking other people who have the experience to work for this position. I am so sick and tired of reading that every single time. I can immediately apply 100 jobs and still not get one. And it's been 3 months now. 3 months applying over and over again and not getting out one yes. These jobs will have screeners and they'll ask you like quick questions. It will be up to like 15 to 20 minutes depending on the job itself, right? They'll give you the rundown, blah, blah, blah. You answer the questions and if they compliment the job, they'll go straight to the HR or the recruiting portion of it. And then the recruiter or the HR will look through it and be like, yeah, this is not good for us. And then they'll reject it. So every time I get to the first round and I pass the first round, the second round is where it gets tricky and I can't get the job. And yet I'm not doing anything that will be a liability or that will taint my credit. Nothing. It sucks. So it's like, what can I do? Oh, I can go back to school. Okay, let me go back to school and can't get anything to like fund or even keep the income to like make sure I can stay in this apartment that I have. It's a problem. I'm tired of it. I can't do anything. And yet the state is not going to help. You have all these programs and yet I can't get the job to do anything. And I also want to say this though, because what sucks is that, you know, the idea is that if you're near the metro areas, right? So if you're in areas like Chicago or areas like Cleveland or St. Louis or Nashville, something like that, right? If you're in cities like that and you're living, depending on where you are, and you're living about like maybe, I say, 20 to 30 minutes away from downtown. Okay, because of the fact that, you know, in terms of like being all political and stuff, the taxes are way higher when you live downtown. Or even adjacent by like 10, 15 minutes. The taxes are too much. So these areas, these places where they can get job companies in particular, they can have these opportunities to be downtown or near downtown. They don't because of the pricing, because of the rent, because of the taxes. So they be moving out about an hour away from downtown or 45 minutes away from downtown and be like, well, we're here and you can drive. Not everybody can drive. I have to take a bus. I can't drive. Okay? So if I live near downtown, right, and the job itself is 45 minutes drive, on a bus it would be an hour and some change, including a transfer to another bus route to get to that place. So the area that I live does that. The majority of these places that are trying to hire people are about an hour or so off, or in terms of a bus route, or when you get to a place, you have to walk because they're no longer on the bus line. So you don't know if you're six minutes, because the way how people walk. But sometimes it would be like 20-minute walk or a 30-minute walk, depending on where you are. And the way how my area is, like certain areas are like near suburb areas or areas where there's not really a lot of bus routes. So it gets tricky every single time trying to go to these places and try to work. So when you think that you have conveniency, especially downtown, you don't when it comes to these jobs. And it does depend on the job, but I'm talking about like certain things like where you can be a cashier or anything. Because, like, the majority of them don't want to be downtown anymore. They'd rather be out. And so that's a problem as well. It's like, what else can I do? Like, what else can I do? Seriously, what else can I do to try to make it right? Because I put the effort in every single time. 50% in. And I say 50% in because I want the other 50% to be the job to accept me, to do the work and be like, okay, she has potential to work for me. She has potential to work for this company. Let's give her a fucking shot. Let's give her a chance. I want that other half to do that. Me sitting here waiting, I can't be sitting here waiting anymore. I got to go and apply another job and have another interview after the interview I just had 15 minutes ago. Just because if one says no, the other one might say yes. The job market sucks. And they do this all the time too. Like, they always put up postings on job boards like Indeed, LinkedIn, or any other similar website, including their own company website. They'll post and be like, we need bodies, this is the position, blah, blah. Give you the rundown of what the company is, what you need to do, blah, blah. And then when you sign up, they be like, oh, okay, we're going to find other people, especially when they reject you. But then they'll keep the posting up after they reject you. Then there are other companies where if you get rejected from these companies, you cannot reapply. And it depends on the job. You cannot reapply for like either 90 days, which is basically 3 months, or up to 6 months, or to a year, depending on what it is. And that sucks. So it's like, you want to do this, you want to do that, and you can't because the way how they operate. So it's hard. It's so hard to like try to find a job, trying to get a job, trying to start fresh, start anew, have an extra, like if you're already two jobs in, keep those jobs, especially if they're shitty jobs. If you have two shitty jobs or even just one shitty job, just keep them, because it's so freaking hard to get another. Seriously, it doesn't matter what your profession is, it doesn't matter how many years you've been in there, it does not matter. It's so freaking hard to try to get another job, especially on a level that you want, and you can't get it because even though the company can provide for you, they don't have the so-called funds, right? They don't have the PPP loans to complement their employees, to complement their company, just so that way they can get something. So they can't even hire you, even though they need you. That's the issue I have. That's the issue I have with this job market. And yes, it's my opinion, and you can look it up if you want. There's other people who have been telling people, whether it's on TikTok or any other social media platform, where they tell you how the job markets are and why it's so frustrating to get a job, even if it's like the most low-tier so-called job, like a cashier, like a fast food worker, like a cleaner. It's so freaking hard. That's all I have to say. Thanks.